A chorus of wildlife heralds the opening of school across Iowa, much as it has for generations. And the chorus of human voices has long been a part of education, although the method of instruction has changed radically. When most kids attended country schools, few educators had specialized skills in teaching music. Along came Charles Fullerton, a professor at Iowa State Teachers College.
Prior to Fullerton, there was very haphazard music instruction that occurred in country schools, and it kind of depended on the interest and the ability of the teacher.
Bill Sherman is an author and historian on one-room schools.
Fullerton published books to help children learn how to sing, and then he also produced phonograph records. Teacher could put on a phonograph record, play the record, children could listen to the record and learn how to sing.
Fullerton, a teacher himself at Norway, Parkersburg, and Manson, called his instructional model the choir plan. Phonograph records would play a song and the kids would imitate the vocals with the aid of Fullerton's books, first published in 1910. The recordings were made in collaboration with Francis Clark, a former Ottumwa teacher who later worked at the Victor Talking Machine Company. This song, titled The Quaker's Wife, was recommended for fifth graders.
Merrily dance the Quaker's wife, and merrily dance the Quaker. Merrily dance the Quaker's wife, and merrily dance the Quaker.
And we used this as our music class. And that was always held every morning, the first thing after we got to school.
Marjorie Goodman learned how to sing using the choir plan at a country school in Iowa County.
We had 10 songs that we were to learn, and if you felt comfortable, then you could stand up in front of the group and sing all 10 songs. And if you did, then you were to go to Des Moines and you would sing with this large choral group, and we were from all over Iowa.
Before retiring in Cedar Rapids, Goodman used the Fullerton program to teach music at the Green Valley Country School.
And I too used these books as well as the records for the students. That way they were introduced to music, and if they had a musical background at home, that was fine. Otherwise, they would not have had any experience in music.
I conquered in the heaven.
Goodman still has two of the phonograph records that she played for her students to sing along with 60 years ago. Fullerton once implied it was un-American for people to get their music merely as listeners. By 1945, when he died in Cedar Falls, many thousands of school children had learned how to sing using the Fullerton Choir Plan. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
I counted one, I counted two, I counted three, I counted four,